Good morning and welcome. The 9 o'clock stretch in progress right now. Here we go. Stretch it out. Feels better. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Jags were absolutely trashed by the Bills last night, 47-10. How embarrassing. Bills look like they were in a different league from the Jags. All right. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, by the way, thanks to Florence Recycling and your top story, Tracking Helene. I still have the 8 o'clock numbers. These won't be updated until 11. I feel like there is probably going to be a pretty good change then. It'll probably officially be a tropical storm, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Right now, sustained winds 35 miles an hour. It has to go above 39 for it to get into tropical storm status. Movement of the whole entire system is northwest at 9 miles an hour. They believe it'll become a hurricane sometime tomorrow and possibly a major hurricane on Thursday. And then by late Thursday evening or Thursday night, it could possibly make landfall on the west coast of Florida, likely around Dixie County, possibly as north like Taylor County. But it's not going to be pretty if it turns into a major hurricane and it's coming in the coast. So we got to be prepared. And this thing is starting like out of hardly anything, and it's going to hit that quick. It is kind of odd, but let's be prepared, not scared. Get all your stuff out of the way today. And it is hard to imagine a hurricane when it looks as beautiful as it does right now. But those of us who been there, you know, we've been there and done that. Let's help those who maybe have not experienced that. You know, if you've got new neighbors and stuff that are from not from Florida, maybe you could give them some advice, give them a hand, and help them out there. That would, I'm sure, be greatly appreciated. Now, I'm going to go back in the way back machine, but because of the heinous nature of the crime, I think you're going to remember it. If I say the name Susan Smith...
Yeah, that's a familiar name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowing the car to roll into the water, killing her two young sons.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it just, just can't wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
Susan Smith, in prison for the cold-blooded 1994 murders of her two young sons, has a parole hearing in just 6 weeks.
Wow.
Family members say that she has come up with at least four arguments she'll try to make as she makes her bid for freedom, including that she's been, and then in parentheses, mostly well-behaved in prison.
Mostly?
Well,
okay.
She had sex with a couple of guards that she feels like she had to. Yeah, she said, well, the crime took place as she was not in her right mind, first of all, with killing the kids.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she was disciplined back in 2000. Now, that was, 24 years ago, for having sex with two guards while behind bars. She always maintained that the sex was not consensual due to the differing power dynamics. I was a victim, she told a friend, according to documents obtained by the Post. I had sex with them both because I didn't feel like I had a choice. But she plans to argue she's turned her life around. Well, there's that. And then she was caught a couple of other times, infractions that included narcotics or some marijuana.
But in prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she thinks she could thrive and do well outside of prison.
If you can't even not be getting into weed, narcotics and stuff in prison, how are you going to do in the real world? No.
The father of the kids that she murdered plans to strongly contest her bid for parole.
Good idea.
Yep. In an interview that Court TV had last week, David Smith said he was either going to write something to the parole board or make a speech to oppose her release. I'm going to remind them what she did and who the victims were. She's been incarcerated at Leith Correctional Institution in Greenwood for more than two decades after the notorious murder of her two sons. Wow. And she stood by the side of the lake as the vehicle was sinking.
Yes.
At the bottom of the lake. Wow. She falsely told police that a black man had carjacked her and kidnapped the boys. That led to a manhunt. And authorities were even going door to door in local neighborhoods that were predominantly African American. You imagine one of those situations going sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Smith and her then husband appeared on national news every day pleading for their safe return. 9 days later, though, Smith finally confessed there was no carjacker, that she had drowned her sons in the lake.
I'd say for anybody who, you know, lived through that, you remember the, you know, her on television with the reporters, supporters behind her, all that kind of thing, crying, wanting her boys back. And it's like, you just, it's just so sad.
Yeah, her alleged motive, she was having an affair with a wealthy man who didn't want children.
Right.
The car was pulled from the water with the two boys still strapped in their seats, and she was convicted of murder, spared the death penalty, and instead given life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years. Experts don't think that she's going to be successful. She's optimistic that she's going to be freed. I think it's time, she told one of her jailhouse suitors earlier this year. I've paid my debt. I deserve to be released. Wow. I'm no longer a danger to anyone. Just let me live my life. I've paid my debt. I don't know. Is that up for you to decide?
Are they still dead?
They are.
Then you've not paid your debt. I have sat in those kind of, in fact, in a very close room with one big table with a couple of people who had killed my uncle. And those are some strange meetings, and the things that they say, and sometimes you can tell when they were just bad, or in the case of one, definitely crazy. It's an interesting scenario to kind of live through that. And you're like, we would go to make sure they never got out.
Right.
Because if you quit going, sometimes they get out.
You wonder, like pathological or sociopaths or...
Yes. One of them in particular, there was all kinds of things that would have come into play. He was delusional. But again, if he is still like that, and if you want to go, okay, well, the other guy led him into doing it, you still did it, you still were a part of it, do we want you in society?
Right.
Is the whole so
well, and they they try to rationalize their behavior in some way, shape, or form, but
yeah,
doesn't work. Hey, good news. Poll shows that former President Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris among Teamsters union members in all 50 states.
Wow.
Michigan, 61-32. Wisconsin, 57-40. Pennsylvania, 65-31. Georgia, 56-40. Arizona, 57-38. Even non-swing states like heavily Democrat California. Trump leads Harris. Of course, it's much narrower there, but he's still ahead, 48-46, when it comes to Teamsters union members.
I think
that's a great sign, because they represent a good chunk of middle America, mm-hmm. blue collar America, and if others, even if they're not members of unions, feel similar.
Yeah, well, and you've got them
make the difference.
Voting, and then you got their family members, you've got their friends who they may have influence over, and you're right, people in other industries that they may not be a Teamster, but they're going, wait a minute, if that's kind of how they're thinking, maybe I should pay a little bit of attention.
And reconsider, maybe.
Yeah.
Biden's last-ditch Israel-Hamas peace effort fails, it looks like. Netanyahu speaks directly to the Lebanese people, says, our fight is not with you. Israel reveals Hezbollah missile in civilian home. We'll dig into those stories and a whole lot more and continue to update you on Helene. All right. You can also get our podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe, the Bob Rose Show podcast. It is 9:16. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. We've always been your hurricane preparedness station, always taking care of business. We continue to do so, even in the midst of Helene bearing down on us. It is 9:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, got your time check. Let's see. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So what? Nick is sending some kind of snark bashing our Jaguars? Is that what he's doing? Our boss, yes, he went to a Buffalo Bills game, I guess, when he was a kid. Just ask him this.
Wow.
Just ask him what Bills stand for. Okay. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Bam! End of story, pal. You're out of here.
Wow.
The Jags didn't belong in the same stadium with the Bills last night. The Bills outplayed them on everything. Bills look like, if they play like that all the time, they've got a great team. I'll give it to them. But I won't take that flack from Nick. That's the thing. No.
Not at all.
Let's catch you up on Helene. What is going on there? Winds, this is 8 o'clock. We're going to get 11 a.m. advisory and probably a real good chance that the winds will be strong enough to be called a tropical storm, okay, officially. But for right now, we just have to go by the 8 o'clock numbers. 35 mile an hour, sustained winds traveling northwest at 9 miles an hour. Believe it'll turn into a hurricane sometime on Wednesday, and possibly a major hurricane sometime Thursday, later Thursday. Okay, and then making landfall probably very late Thursday, and kind of in what I call, the armpit, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way. If you look at the panhandle and like up around Perry, which Taylor County, or maybe a little further south, Dixie County, this thing could wobble, could move, could change, but that's where they're showing kind of the middle of the cone. But again, it's a cone of uncertainty. Thank you, sir.
Echo.
So we'll continue to pay attention. We'll stay on top of it for you because that is what we do. Haitians everywhere is the headline. Yeah, it's not just Springfield, Ohio. Listen to this. Haitians are being flown to small rural towns nationwide as a result of several Biden-Harris administration policies. Since fiscal 2021, more than 485,000, can we just call it 500,000, Haitian illegal border crossers, a record, have been reported by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The overwhelming majority were reported this year, nearly 216,000. All right. Additionally, since July, 205,000 Haitians have been released through the parole program. Yeah, the CHNV parole program. Of the more than 765,000 illegal foreign nationals released into the country through the CBP, one app, the top nationality is Haitian on the one app. Through these programs, U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas also extended temporary permanent status to them and granted work authorization. Hence the reason they don't want you to use the term illegal. But that actually is up in the air. And what I mean by that is all of these programs are illegal. At least that's what many state attorney generals who've sued to stop them argue. U.S. House Republicans are citing them as among the many illegal actions Mayorkas caused them to impeach him. He's only expanded these programs, folks. A vote for Kamala is no doubt a vote for open borders. You need to know that. You need to tell your friends, you say, I'm not going to argue any issue with you. I'm just telling you, if you're comfortable with that, then keep, vote for Kamala if you're good with that. But remember, once the crime and problems have infiltrated into areas, it's a lot harder to turn that around. A lot harder. It's better to measure and vet those who want to come here at the border the way former President Trump had been doing it. Wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing, for instance. And we don't know. We're only seeing the very kind of the outer edge, the tip of this. You'll get some stories coming out of crime and that. Do you think it's going to get better or worse when they start to get cut off of the social, catch-all? When pretty soon push comes to shove and they have to get a job and these benefits are not being extended. I mean, if you already have crime rates going through the roof and soaring now, you already have many gang activities taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. What do you think is going to happen? If these folks begin to get a little bit desperate, a little bit unhappy, how are we going to be able to handle that? When responding to the Haitian influx, local officials claim Haitians are there to work and contributing to society, despite claims by residents to the contrary. Oh, I remember them marching through Clewiston, which was the home of U.S. Sugar back in the day. This would be in the early 1980s. And they were hardworking people. And you talk about jobs Americans didn't want to do, working in the sugarcane fields, definitely qualifies for that, for sure.
Wow.
That kind of tough work, these people were resilient and they were tough. And so if you say, plenty of them are coming for, to perform hard work, whatever, I believe that.
Right.
For most of them. But again, when you have 500,000 coming, just a few thousand represents a sliver, but just a few thousand of bad folks who want to do harm?
Too many.
Well, especially if they're concentrated in any one particular area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you think you're spot on with this Haitian immigration deal. And it's my guess. Now, this is just a guess on my part because I have nothing to verify it or back it up. But I think they're being shipped to Trump strongholds. That's what I think. And also, I called you a week or so ago about the Springfield deal. Well, last night, I saw a video where the police chief in Springfield, I forget her name, I think her last name is Elliot, and she was in front of the city commission up there, and she was saying that they can't answer calls because they don't have enough police officers, and it's so crazy up there right now.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why you would have to ask the question, why are you putting a lot of these folks in areas that you know are going to be overloaded from a law enforcement standpoint and all other resources related? But they do it anyway. Oh yeah, but Trump's a dictator, right? Remember. Yeah, he's the okay, just trying to
get it right.
9:29 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around. More Helene updates on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. If enough time passes, I'm pretty sure that I'll be 100% correct on this. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:37 and you've got the Bob Rose Show on. Greg Cassidy is here and we'll give you a little tracking update on Helene here momentarily. I told you a long time ago that January 6th, in my opinion, was a setup. Okay, there might have been a little bit of organicness to it. I believe that it was augmented by possibly, members working for or related to the FBI, possibly the CIA, other government operatives or those kind of working for them in some capacities, okay? Almost like a rent-a-mob thing. And it's the first thing I thought of when I saw what had happened. And then I saw how the left tried to really take advantage of it and make it all about Trump, which I thought was bizarre.
Yeah.
And then they had that totally kangaroo court, the January 6th commission. What a joke.
Oh, my goodness.
When you had two clearly rhino weirdos, Kinzinger and... And the old VP's Cheney, okay?
Well, and when you bring in a Hollywood producer, basically, to produce the thing, and they chop up the clips of the film, of the video, like they want it to look, what a joke. What a sham.
And then you saw the actual footage on Tucker Carlson's show.
Yes.
And you're like, that looks quite a bit different. And they held people and didn't give them due process. I mean, it goes on and on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I believe that I'm totally correct in my thoughts on this. Listen to this. Then President Donald Trump gave clear instructions to Pentagon brass days before the January 6th riots to, quote, do whatever it takes, unquote, to keep the U.S. Capitol safe, including deploying National Guard or active duty troops. But top officials did not comply because of political concerns.
Wow.
According to transcripts of bombshell interviews conducted by the Defense Department's chief watchdog that shines a new light on government dysfunction ahead of this historic tragedy, General Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, confirmed to the Pentagon Inspector General 3 years ago that during January 3rd, 2021, Oval Office meeting, Trump pre-approved the use of National Guard or active duty troops to keep peace in the nation's capital on the day Congress was to certify the results of the 2020 election. And him and Milley are not friends. Yeah. This is not Milley defending him. Milley's interviews were among several key to transcripts obtained by House Administration Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Barry Loudermilk out of Georgia. And he shared with Just the News. The president says, hey, look at this. It's going to be a large amount of protesters come in here on the 6th. Make sure that you have sufficient National Guard or soldiers to make sure it's a safe event. Milley admitted that. He told the inspector general in one of two interviews he did in spring of 2021 during a probe of the Pentagon's response to January 6th.
So why can't this get the coverage that all of the, and he sent his people up to trash the Capitol?
Well, because 90% of the media is, you know, in the bag for the lefties.
It's that detail.
Milley said then Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, himself a former general, assured Trump there was an adequate safety plan for Pentagon assistance in D.C. Miller responds by saying, hey, we've got a plan. We've got it covered. And that's about it, Milley recalled.
Wow.
Milley confirmed a second time during the interviews that Trump was clear in his wishes. It was just what I just described, which was, hey, I don't care if you use guard or soldiers, active duty, do whatever you have to do to make sure it's safe. The general told that to the inspector general.
Wow.
Now, why are we just hearing about that now? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that clearly have been something that the January 6th committee would have wanted?
Well, if they wanted the truth.
Ah.
And it wasn't a TV production.
Uh-huh.
And they acted like it was a trial, which it wasn't.
Exactly.
It was all fake. I mean,
From the start. From the January 6th event. But other transcripts gathered by Loudermilk during his subcommittee's ongoing probe of January 6th security failures show civilian leadership at the Pentagon admittedly, openly, they would not comply with Trump's wishes, with some saying they did not like the optics of armed soldiers or guardsmen roaming the Capitol with weapons during what was supposed to be a peaceful transition of power.
Did they like the optics of what happened?
Well, yeah, they planned it. And they knew that they could steer it into all being Trump's fault.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way I was putting U.S. military forces at the Capitol, period, Miller told the inspector general during his March 2021 interview. Miller said officials instead used an interagency process to devise an alternative plan that would put some D.C. National Guard troops on the ground in the nation's capital to direct traffic, but not to guard. You heard me. To direct traffic, but not to guard the Capitol.
That's like sending Border Patrol to fill out paperwork and invite more people in instead of protecting our border.
Yes.
Same thing. I'm seeing a pattern here.
That's exactly what you're seeing.
Wow.
The operational plan was this. Let's take the D.C. National Guard, keep them away from the Capitol. Let's put the request, it wasn't my request. Bowser and her Metropolitan Police Department were like, let's put D.C. National Guard on traffic patrol points and at the metro stations to free up credentialed law enforcement officers that can go out and arrest people. Miller admitted there was a political calculus to his decision not to deploy troops near or at the Capitol ahead of time for preventive security. I hate to use the word optics because it's been used and so prejudicially and negatively. It wasn't the optics. It was like there would have been huge political consequences because that's what I got paid to do. Yeah, I had to factor in the politics of this. That was my concern in the situation, and does not warrant, at this time, U.S. military forces, he explained. I mean, this is, to me, extremely telling. I mean, Trump did everything he could. Remember, he also told Pelosi,
"Yes,
if you need the guard, you got it." He told the chiefs to stand, the joint chiefs, they even admit it. Milley admits it. He told them, whatever you need. Unbelievable. Yeah. And so even when this information I'm sharing with you gets completely out, is made completely public, is the mainstream media going to pay any attention to it? No.
And half the country is still going to believe he tried to overthrow our democracy on that day by sending them up there to take over the Capitol.
And who's going to help make sure of that? The likes of a Corinne Jean-Pierre, when she wags her finger at Peter Ducey from Fox News and says, don't even mention, don't even talk about it that way. In other words, don't even ask us that the words we're calling Trump could be inflammatory. She says, January 6th, Peter. January 6th.
And she knows better. She knows the truth.
Yep. I mean, wow. They are the dirty dogs we thought they were.
So messed up.
Yep.
And yet half the country goes along with it, believes it, spreads it. I've seen the video, that kind of thing.
Here's another one. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy resisted his department's initial request around New Year's Eve for troops in advance of January 6th, especially if they were to be deployed anywhere near the Capitol. See, here the next step is, yes.
Keep them away from the Capitol, even if they're there.
Well, and the head of D.C. police did the same thing, okay?
That's weird.
The District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser suggested the put these guys on traffic patrol.
Right.
Keep them away from the Capitol. So the next step is, why do they not want National Guard presence and other law enforcement at the Capitol? Why? Because they wanted what happened to happen. And they made sure it happened because they had operatives in the crowd. You know, to cheer, to point, to get the people all excited and upset. That's what they do.
And then they moved the barricades away for them and let them in.
The CIA has been doing this around the world for decades.
Yep.
This was easy peasy operation for them. 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, something we really need. Things that make you smile. Call in with upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts so we can take a breather and smile. It's all brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. It is going to be an absolutely beautiful day, a great day to make sure that you are prepared for Helene. Yep, because it is moving in our direction, and you want to be prepared for that. We'll start feeling the effects probably Thursday, so today would be a great day to try to get those last-minute things done, and that would make me smile if you could do that.
Absolutely.
And it is time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. I've got one.
What you got?
I did a chore, and it was, like, mechanically involved.
And it was successful?
It was.
You're pulling our leg, right?
No, I pat myself on the back.
Wow.
So, it begins with Bob Buffoonery backing the boat trailer back up into the carport. We have kind of a big mound at the end of our driveway, and it prevents rivers of water to flow down when it rains into our driveway and then into our garage.
Makes sense.
So that part of it works. But when you back the trailer up, the trailer sometimes hits, and it tends to hit right where the spare tire is.
I see where this is
going. So it bent way up, and then Betsy goes, yeah, I can fix that, and goes bend it down. Well, metal doesn't bend that easy, and it just
both
broke
ways.
Off.
Yeah.
So I replaced the spare holder on the boat. Thank you very much.
Wow, look at you. Look at you, Bob Rose.
I hated every minute of it.
Mechanical genius.
Hated it.
Yeah, sure.
But sometimes you got to do stuff.
I get it.
All right, 877-975-9825, last chance. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile? I got to do a little fishing yesterday and thought I was going to catch a couple small ones and ended up with one a little over 8 pounds. That made me smile. And looks like we're going to get a little rain, and that's going to make me smile.
Yeah, followed by maybe a lot of rain, followed by a lot of wind, so be careful. 8 pounds.
Yep.
Can I assume that it was a bass? That's a good size.
That's some, maybe, hopefully some good eating there. Well, I'm smiling because I got a friend, you know, the last time we had a storm come through and my generator decided to eat the air filter, and that didn't go over well. And so he's going to come by the house later today. We're going to try to get it all figured out. I got to go pick up another air filter and maybe a fuel filter and change the fuel and all that good stuff.
Maintenance.
Yes, exactly. That's what's happening.
Very good.
I knew not to ask you to come help.
Well, I did. I did maintenance on mine when the last storm was coming. You know, when I left town.
Oh yes, I do remember that. Yes,
I made sure that whoever was going to be living there for a few days, taking care of our dogs, was going to be all set.
Gotcha. That's good. That's nice.
It is 9:55. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Well, there's only two Kmarts left in the United States. One's a very small one in Miami. The other one in Long Island is closing down. Yep, Kmart's been slowly going away since 2005 merger with Sears. At one time, they ran about 2,300 locations. That was into the 1990s. So pretty soon, that'll be all she wrote about Kmart. And now the only blue light special that'll pop up will be the popo pulling you over. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Pay attention. We're tracking Helene. And thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky. Have an awesome day.